2020. What a shit year. In January, as our southern neighbours battled devastating bushfires, Marto, Margo and Nick jumped back in the studio for another big year of The Big Breakfast. And things couldn't have started any better.
But 5.50 this morning, somebody said the F word. Who was that?
That wasn't Dave. That was you.
All right. Hello. We are back for 2020. Some of the events early in the year included Marto's army marching to Suncorp in support of the Reds. We got Brisbane to honk for Holden. Margo revealed Corey was returning to the Broncos to play in the NRL Nines, and Nick Cody packed out the powerhouse for his stand-up show Dad Bod. But little did we know that something was about to change the world forever.
Tiger King.
The Netflix series had the world talking.
Tiger King.
No, not that thing. This.
Coronavirus is spreading within Australia as we go to air tonight.
Some predictions have as many as 60% of Australians catching the virus.
This virus will kill.
All of a sudden, the world was coming to grips with a global pandemic. Infections soared, borders closed, Brisbane went into lockdown, Marto, Margo and Nick broadcast from home, and perhaps weirdest of all, this was happening.
Shelves empty. The toilet paper crisis sparked by coronavirus fears is gripping the country.
And it got so bad that the Prime Minister had to tell us off.
Stop hoarding. I can't be more blunt about it. Stop it.
After a dark couple of months and way too many drunk Zoom calls, Queensland smashed the curve, life slowly returned to normal, and The Big Breakfast got back to doing what it does best. Asking you to call for ridiculous talk topics such as...
When did your truck get stuck?
When did your pet get stuck? Smelliest smell you've ever smelled.
Not to mention giving away some amazing prizes.
$10,000 richer!
The Big Breakfast snoring champion is...
Mark from Greenbank.
David and Lisa from Wishart have won.
But 2020 wasn't finished yet. Protests and riots broke out in the US. A second wave struck Victoria thanks to a horny security guard. Nick Cody got stuck in hotel quarantine. The Broncos had their worst season ever. The Reds lost the rugby grand final. And the Lions failed to reach the AFL's big dance here in Brisbane. In fact, it looked like this year was a write-off for Queensland sport until Origin Game 3 at Suncorp.
That's it, though. Here he is. He's blown time.
The Maroons were victorious, and Margot followed through on a promise she'd made to do a shoey out of her husband's 300 game boot if Queensland won. Marto, Margo and Nick closed out the year with Tradie for a Ladies, bringing single tradies and ladies together at Lefties to watch love blossom.
What was her name?
Hayley, yeah. Rebecca?
Rebecca.
But wait, 2020 had one more sad surprise up its sleeve. News that The Big Breakfast would be losing someone very near and dear.
Hi, perhaps you recognize me. It's your favorite president.
Yes. Donald Trump lost the election, and we're also saying goodbye to Nick Cody.
Nick is going back to Melbourne. We are going to miss him dearly.
Not teary, I've just had 10 coffees. Thank you so much for all the fun.
Well, now you're going to Terry and Bob and Robin. I hope you enjoy it.
No, I didn't cry enough then. Thanks so much, guys, and until next time.
Off to the pokies.
It's been an unforgettable year of The Big Breakfast on Triple M. We'll see you in 2021.
You mongrel dog.